60 years ago today, federal troops forced the integration of Little Rock Central High School. A segregationist governor and angry protesters tried to block 9 African-American students from attending all-white Central High, so President Dwight Eisenhower sent in Army paratroopers to escort the black teens to class.
Mob rule cannot be allowed to override the decisions of our courts.
Members of the Little Rock Nine were back at Central High today, along with NPR's Debbie Elliott.
60 years after being yelled at, spit on, taunted, and at times physically attacked, members of the Little Rock Nine were welcomed with a standing ovation as they took the stage of Central High's packed auditorium.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Little Rock Nine.
8 are still living, all now in their 70s. An empty chair was draped in the school's black and gold in memory of the 9th, the late Jefferson Thomas. Historian Henry Louis Gates marked the occasion, likening Central High to a religious shrine.
And if this is a shrine, ladies and gentlemen, these are the saints that we are here to honor.
Each had an opportunity to reflect. Gloria Ray Karlmark recalled the last day of school and a classmate's inscription in her yearbook.
She wrote, "In a different age, we could have been friends.
None of us, 60 years ago, as we arrived in the back of Army Jeeps, knew that we would be standing here today."
Ernest Green was the first to earn a diploma from Central High. He says they didn't aspire to make history, but were simply pursuing a constitutional education. Melba Patillo Beals talked about how much different things are today than when she was a child in Little Rock.
It is a joy to come back to Arkansas and sit in a taxi. It's a joy to see women policemen whose skin is all sorts of colors.
Here to honor the legacy of the Little Rock Nine is former president and former governor of Arkansas, Bill Clinton. In keynote remarks at the ceremony, he said the group made a great sacrifice for the nation.
All they wanted to do was to live their lives and be a part of America.
Clinton says today the country is in jeopardy because of the politics of resentment.
So I wanted to say, you did 60 years, take a victory lap, put on your dancing shoes, have a good time. But instead, I have to say, you got to put on your marching boots and lead us again.
The theme of this anniversary event, Reflections on Progress, has drawn some backlash from parents and others who say Little Rock schools have resegregated. The state has taken over the local school system, and there's been a proliferation of charter schools. Some fear pull resources from traditional classes. Little Rock Judge Wendell Griffin.
I'm not denying that what they did 60 years ago was not only historic and courageous, but was radically, revolutionarily progressive. My point is that this community, this state, this nation has not kept faith with their sacrifice.
Ernest Green of the Little Rock Nine says the work has to continue because there are new civil rights battles today.
Emmett Till turns to Heather Hare in Charlottesville protesting Nazis. Muhammad Ali turns to Colin Kaepernick taking a knee for injustice. And the Little Rock Nine turns to the Charleston Nine paying the ultimate sacrifice for peacefully assembling in a church.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Little Rock, Arkansas.